A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Memtes, Yevamos 49b, pagination is 98, about 20 lines down from the top, at the end of a line, Menashe Harag Es, Menashe killed Yeshaya. Menashe was a king during the first Beis HaMikdash. His father was the righteous Chizkiah. And we know from a story related in Gemara Brachos that Chizkiah did not want to get married because he had in Ruach HaKodesh that he would have a wicked son. Eventually, he did get married when he was rebuked by the Navi Yeshaya. And the child that was born indeed was wicked. Menashe brought the Jews in the direction of tremendous idol worship. Later in life, Menashe Horages Yeshaya, Menashe killed Yeshaya. Amar Rava, Rava tells us, Maiden Daine Vikatle. Menashe, I think we would say, is like a typical the evil person who justifies what he's doing by somewhat convoluted reasoning. So he held Yeshaya up for judgment, and he found Yeshaya guilty, and therefore he killed him with a clear conscience, feeling that he was justified. Omar le, what did Menashe argue? Moshe Rabcha Omar, your Rebbe Moshe, the Av HaNevi'im, the father of all prophets, the person whose prophecy is considered the standard, and everybody else has to match up to Moshe's. So Moshe said, Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'choy. No human being can see Hashem and live. Ve'at Amrit, and you, Yeshaya, are saying, Vo'eres Hashem Yoshev al kisei ram v'nisa, that you perceived Hashem's presence on the heavenly throne. You're contradicting Moshe. Moshe says there's no such thing. It's impossible to perceive Hashem's Shekhinah, His presence. That was number one. Number two, Moshe Rabcha Omar. Moshe said, Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Who is like Hashem whenever we call to Him? Va'at Amrit, and you went ahead and said, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, you have to seek out Hashem when He can be found. As if not all times are ideal. And Moshe said any time, Bechol kareinu elav, whenever you want. So these are two things that Menashe argued against Yeshaya, held Yeshaya to task, and accused him of being a false prophet, not matching up to Moshe's prophecy. There's a third one which we'll skip. And we continue in the middle of a line. Ama Yeshaya, Yeshaya said, Yodano be delo mekabel ma de'emale. I know that he's not going to accept what I tell him. I can explain this to him. He's not interested in hearing. He's asking questions to justify his behavior. Ve'emale, and if I tell him, Ishav Yamezid, when he attacks me, kills me, he's going to end up being a wanton sinner. And I don't want to do that to him. At least now he thinks that he's justified. And therefore, to avoid the conflict, Omar Shem, Yeshaya said Hashem's holy name, and it has what we call Kabbalistic qualities, Ivla Ba'arza, and he was swallowed up into a cedar tree. Asyua La'arza, so they brought the cedar tree, Finasrua, and they started chopping it up to try to kill him. Kimata Lahade Puma, when they got to his mouth, Nach Nafshe, he died. Mishum de Omar, because there was a weakness regarding his mouth, there was a chet that made it impossible for him to be totally protected, because he once said the words, Uvisoch Am Temei Sefasayim Anochi Yoshev. in a statement, presumably of humility, Yeshaya said a disparaging comment against the Jewish people. He said, in the midst of a nation with impure lips, with defiled lips, I sit. I dwell. And he referred to the Jewish people. Instead of advocating for them in a positive way, he spoke disparagingly. And therefore there was a weakness. And when they started cutting up the cedar tree, however it means that he blends in with it, but they weren't able to see him. But when they got to the mouth, they were able to kill him. So Menashe killed Yeshaya, and he made excuses for himself because he had a contradiction, and Yeshaya declined the showdown. Apparently, he knew where Yeshaya was holding. Mikom makom kashukro yahadadi. Indeed, in classic style of the Talmud, the Gemara asks, it does seem to be a contradiction. How do you resolve the contradiction? Kidetanya. The answer is, Kol anaviyim nistaklu ba'aspaklaryo she'ina me'ira. All the prophets were looking through a glass that wasn't clean, that wasn't pristine, it was clouded. Moshe Rabbeinu nistaklu ba'aspaklaryo ha'me'ira. Moshe looked through a glass, so to speak, that was pure, that was clear, that was illuminated. And therefore, when Yeshaya says, on his standard of a clouded glass, I saw Hashem, that's true. Through a clouded glass, you could see Hashem. But Moshe was talking with clarity. And on a standard of clarity, if you're on that level, then kilo yirani adam v'chai, you can't see Hashem. Because that was a much higher, clearer level of seeing, and there's a certain point you could get to, and beyond that you can't exceed it. What about Dirshu Hashem Bihimatso? You should find Hashem when he can be found. And Moshe was saying you could find Hashem anytime. And the Gemara answers, Habi Yachid Habi Tzibur, it depends if it's an individual or it's the public. If it's a group, then any time you could address Hashem in a very close way. But if it's an individual, then there's a special time of the year that you could achieve closeness with Hashem. V'yachid emas, when is that time? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Elu Asar Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. These are the 10 days that we call the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, inclusive, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. These are the days that an individual can be very close to Hashem. And indeed, if a person takes advantage of those days, it's life-altering. A person can really accomplish things then, change habits, elevate themselves in a way that's simply not available, not attainable at a different time of the year. One further observation, according to at least one approach, when Menashe had Yeshaya killed, Yeshaya Hanavi, Yeshaya the prophet, we have an entire book of Jewish scripture after his name, when Menashe killed Yeshaya, he was killing, at least according to one approach, his grandfather, his maternal grandfather. Where do we get that from? So the Gemara in Brachas that describes Chizkiyah's illness and that he didn't want to get married because he envisioned that he would have Menashe as a child, a wicked child. So when Yeshaya rebukes him for not marrying during Chizkiyah's illness, Chizkiyah turns to Yeshaya and says, why don't you give me your daughter in marriage? And between my zechusim and your zechusim, maybe we can override this terrible destiny that the next king is going to be a wicked king and that's why I don't want to get married. I don't want to father such a person. Maybe we can change it by me marrying your daughter. According to at least one approach, he did. In which case, this Menashe that was indeed born was born from Chizkiah and Yeshaya Hanavi's daughter. Which means that Menashe is now having a philosophical showdown, a showdown between the forces of good and evil. He's having that showdown with his own grandfather. And according to our Gemara, Yeshaya is having mercy on him and saying better he should do what he does as a shogeg in error with at least some moral justification, at least in his own mind, than having him do it bemazed purposely. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.